Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Samach Tes. And today we're going to talk about the one who has no idea what day of the week it is. Somebody who's in the desert and doesn't know what to do. Says the Gemara here on Samach Tes Mabez, Amar Rav Huna, Hayim Mahalech Bamidbar, Ve'en Yodei Emasai Shabbos. Somebody wakes up and he's in the middle of the desert, he's on a desert island, he has no idea when Shabbos is. Rav Huna says, Mona Shisha Yamim U'Mishamar Yom Echad. He counts 6 days. When the day that he realizes that, what day is it? That's day one. That's Sunday. And then he counts 6 days, and then he's Meshamer, he holds the seventh day as Shabbos. Chiya Barav, Omar, no, the opposite. Meshamer Yom Echad, the day that you recognize that you don't know what day it is, that's your Shabbos. Meshamer Yom Echad. Umona Shisha, and then you count another 6 days after that. Either 6-1 or 1-6. But Micah Miflegi, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? He asked the Gemara, Mar Sava, Kibir Yaso Shalola. The first Rav Huna holds, you go like the creation of the world. Hashem created the world in 6 days and then rested on the seventh. So that's here too, 6-1. Umar Savar Kadam Arishon. And no, Chia Barav says, no, it's like Adam. Adam was created right before Shabbos, the end of day six. So he had Shabbos first and then six. So too, that is what one should do because we're talking about a person. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Ha'imalach Paderach Ve'inio Dei Mesei Meshabbos, Mishamar Yom Echad L'Shisha. The Braisa says, if you don't know, Mishamer, guard, hold 1 day L'Shisha. So what does that mean? My love, Mona Shisha, Mishamar Yom Echad. Does that mean 6-1? No, it could mean Mishamar Yom Echad, Mona Shisha. Iyachi, Mishamar Yom Echad L'Shisha, Mishamar Yom Echad, Umona Shisha Miboyli. It should be clearer. The Yotanya, and also we have a Braisa that says Beferish. Haimhalef Paderach Ubamidbar Ve'en Yodea Imasai Shabbos, Mona Shisha, Umishamar Yom Echad, Tufta, Techiyah Barav Tufta. So it's a riot to Rav Huna, Kashan Chiyah Barav. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Bechol Yom Vayom, Oselo, Kidei Parnasaso. Or just a statement, Bar Miyahu Yoma. So Rava says, every day though might be Shabbos. So you have to be Machbris. You're allowed to do whatever you need to do just to live, but not more than that. Says the Gemara, and what about that day that you're keeping Shabbos? You don't even do what you're supposed to need to live. Oh, Yom Lemus? No, the day before you're holding Shabbos, then you're allowed to do double. But not more than that. Maybe yesterday was the real Shabbos. No, you're still only allowed to do Malacha each day, what you need, including that day. So then what are you doing differently on Shabbos? If every day you're doing malacha, the same amount, just what you need, so how is Shabbos differentiated? And the Gemara's assumption is that you have to have it differentiated by Maisa. Bekidusha va'avdalta. Kiddush and Avdala. Kiddush and Avdala will be enough to reflect that this is a different day. The Ritva here talks about, what about Shem Shemayim Lashav? Okay, not for now. Okay, so let's talk about this idea. So, no idea what day Shabbos is, and you start holding something. So, what's the purpose of this? Like, what does it count for? Rashi's Lashon is, Lizikaron ba'alma, sheyelo shem yom chaluk mishar yomim, v'lo tishtakech Shabbos bimenu. Sounds like from Rashi, you just don't want to forget Shabbos, right? It's not really, you don't get any credit for Shabbos, but you don't want to forget Shabbos. The Ritva also, Ramua Leila Mevadhachi, Kadesh Lo Tishkachech Torah Shabbos Bimenu. Number one, you don't want to forget Shabbos. The Ritva has another pshat, Inami Hechmiru Alav Tibahachi Ram Yanav Shiu Midkar. Maybe if you know you're going to have to keep Shabbos, you know, 6-1, 1-6, when you head out to the desert, you're going to remember this Gemara and say, I better remember what day Shabbos is. And that's going to motivate you to remember the real day. Okay, so another pshat, but either way, according to the Ritva, both pshatim of the Ritva or Rashi, it doesn't sound like you're getting any credit for Shabbos because it might be Tuesday. And it's just Lezichron Ba'alma. But there is a fascinating Radvaz. The Radvaz here in the first volume of the Chuvis in Simen Ayin Vav, he talks about this sugya. And he says, Sha'atim eni odia chadaiti binyan Shabbos. He was asked, Ki yishchilu gadol ben ha-shochnim b'mizrach l'shochnim b'mayrav. He was asked, if you think about it, time zones. So Shabbos is different in every part of the world. Isn't that a little difficult? Is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? So it's Shabbos here, but it's not Shabbos there. How could that be? So what, there are time zones, but isn't Shabbos something mishamayim, and it is when it is, and it's not when it's not? So how can it be that it's Shabbos here, and four time zones later, it's going to be Shabbos only in 4 hours from now? Says the Radvaz, Da kishela zu navochu bo rabim v'nechvadim. Avol odia chadaiti. Many great people have just focused on this. Da ki ha Shabbos nimsro l'kol echad mi Yisrael. Shabbos is something personal. Shenamar ki osi ben yevenechem. Ukimosha os habris hu lekol echad ve'echad. Kena Shabbos. Nimsa lekol echad ve'echad. Just like the os bris, os of bris mila, let's say, is personal on each person, so too Shabbos has a personal connection with each Jew. V'kivan sha Shabbos nimsa lekol echad. Bechol makom shehu. What's that Gemara about? Right? What is the Gemara mentioning to us, reflecting that every Jew has a need for a personal connection? Because if you don't say that, if you say it's something general that everybody has in the same way, even in Eretz Yisrael, right? There's a little difference, you know, wherever we are. If I'm more east, if I'm more west, there are different times within the same time zone when Shabbos is. And even if you want to say, well, we all add on a couple of minutes before and after, so that kind of causes an overlap. That's also part of Shabbos. It's Daraisa. Even the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, remember the Radvaz lived in Eretz Yisrael towards the end of his life. He lived in Egypt for many years, but then he came. He even says, even in Eretz Yisrael, it takes a couple of days to walk from the west to the east. Even two little cities. Two cities that are close to each other, like Tveri and Tzipori. There's different times, like Rabbi Yossi says in the Gemara. Yehei chelki, emachlisi Shabbos b'Tveri, yevei moti Shabbos b'Tzipori. Elamai is l'chol ha-meimar. So what's the answer to all this? How Shabbos is different depending where you are. Ki ha-Shabbos nitan l'chol echad, kefi makomo asher hu darbo. Wherever you are, you have the Shabbos. L'fisha kfar nishlamu b'mkomo shicha ha-kefim shlemin, v'nichnas ha-shvi l'kodem kodem, ulamuch l'muchar. And then he says, look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Tes. He quotes our Gemara. Mahalik Bamidbar lo yadom matayu Shabbos, monavav yamim yam shata, umekadeh shvi, umevarech bo birchas hayom, umabdil b'motzi Shabbos. Right, what did our Gemara say? L'maskana, yimekiddush an Abdallah on your Shabbos. Adkan. V'yavo b'sheina oseh b'chol yom alakadeh chayav, v'animim b'reishu safek shemu Shabbos. V'chulu. V'chalav iser Shabbos. But, here, right, you are making kiddush. Lamanu midechayvu lekadish shvi mashpel de lekolecha nimsar laso zichel ma'aseh breishis kol chad v'chad ki asrei. It sounds like it's more than just a zikaron. Teda sha'achar shigia liyishuv v'yoda shetov asam lachto b'shabbes. I'll prove it to you. Says what happens when you get back to the yishuv and you realize that you've been wrong for the past 6 months. Lo chivu lahavi karban lo chadas v'lo asham v'lo vidui mashpel shekiyem. Mitzvahs Shabbos. You don't find you have to recover chatos when you get back. So it must be that you did something. It must be that you weren't a shogig all these. Again, you are objectively wrong, but that shows there's some type of element that's personal for Shabbos. That's why time zones are different, and that's why this Gemara itself is different as well. And then he quotes the Raya from Akam Sheshavas Chayim Isa. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, but what do we paskin? Even if he keeps Shabbos on Wednesday. If he keeps Shabbos on Wednesday, he's still Chayim Isa. What do you mean? It's not Shabbos. The answer is he could create it as Shabbos. Shekol Yimisha Osim Malacha Shisha V'Shoves Yom Echad Sof Sof Shoves Nikra. He's still called a Shoves at that time. So again, the Radvaz sounds like it's very serious in terms of its being a fundamental din. If you look in the Gilyonei Hashas here of Yosef Engel, also, he quotes from the Magen Meisharim, from the Beis Yosef Sefer, that he spoke to a Malach. He quotes from the Magen Meisharim, and he quotes, Ein Magen Meisharim, the Beis Yosef, Tchilas Parashat Mishpatim, Dimisbar Midvarav, De'ein Zeh Me'inyin Safik Levad, Rak Eitzel Ha'ini Yodeya Na'asa Dover Atzma'i, Atzmi. Right, Atzmi, Atzmi. Besides a Zecher, for this person who doesn't know, this is Shabbos. Tishvi sheshoves bo hu be'etzem haShabbos shelo ukazeh ma. And where do we ever find a model like this? Amazing. Eved Ivri, we know, goes free after 6 years. That's his Shemitah. That's his seventh year. What do you mean? It's the seventh year whenever it comes out. No, that's Ke'ein Shemitah. He Shemitah shelo b'prati yuso k'shemitah saklal b'shvias l'shnos ha'yovel. So he says, and then he quotes the Radvaz, and then he says, I don't know about that last line that the Radvaz says. He goes to the line that he's not going to be chayv a carbon when he gets back. Tzarech iyun, the mai shaychus carbon kan, hare ein kan shigigas aveir of a carbon, hare ein barak al shogig. He says, you don't even get off the ground with this question. I don't think it's a riot. It's not a shogig. You might call it an ones, but it's not a shogig, so I don't think it should be relevant to that issue. And one more point in this section, the Prashas Drachim, the Mishnah Lamelech, and his Sefer on mitzvos B'nei Noach and other types. So if you look on page 195, there in the Parshas Drachim, he quotes, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Me olam lo zaza shchina mi Yisrael b'shabbasos v'yamim tovim v'yafilu b'shabbos shel chol. That's the language of the Medrash. The Shechina never left B'nai Yisrael on Shabbos and Yantav, and even Shabbos Shel Chol. What does that mean? So he goes to Pshatim. First he quotes from his father. I don't know who the Mishnah Melech's father was. He goes from his father, Our Gemara. Even if you are holding a day that's not Shabbos, it's Shabbos Shel Chol, Shechina. Lo zaza misham. Afilu biyom zeh shoveh zeh ha'ish she'efshar shu chol gamur. Afilu haki lo zaza shchina miyisrael. Kivet shebin adin chayev lishpos bo v'lasoso kishabbos gamur. Number one. He says, I think there's a different shot. He says, we know that the Shabbos, like the Radvaz's point, the Shabbos all over the world in terms of time zones. What about the Shabbos Ramayim? When is Shabbos in Shemayim? We know that the Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. So when is Shabbos in Shemayim? Yesh lachkar al eze makom somchim b'shemayim imal. Ve'helu shabakom amiti lazehu Yerushalayim. Shehi emsoyes ha'olam. Shenikra tabur ha'aretz. Ve'al ze amru afilu b'shabbos shalchol. Klomar shebemakom acher hu Shabbos. U'b'Yerushalayim hu chol. Afilu achi lo zaza shchina miYisrael. Af shu chol legabe Yerushalayim shu ikar. Anywhere in the world where it's Shabbos, the Shechina is there. Even though technically, if it's weekday in Yerushalayim now, it's not really Shabbos in Shemayim. But that's good enough. Elu ve'elu devri lekim chayim. He quotes those two beautiful pshatim about what does it mean Shabbos shel chol. Who do we paskin like? So we paskin like Rav Huna, 6-1. Simin Shin Mem Dalad and Shulchan Aruch Haholif by Midbar Veni Odeh Matai Ushabes Mona Shiva Yamim Miyom She Nasan Alivo Sheachachto Umekadish Hashvi Bekiddush VaAvdalah. So you have to like be shomer all days from Malacha, except what you have to do, and Mekiddush and Avdalah on day 7. The Mishpat Zozav, not Zozav, the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zozav here in the back wonders, what about Yantif? What if you know it's Nisan, but you don't know what day it is in Nisan? Do you have to be choshesh for Pesach every day? You have to be choshesh all the days until you're sure, maybe you saw the moon getting bigger, getting smaller, till those days. It is fascinating, though, that the Gemara doesn't bring that up anywhere. You have no idea what day Yantav is. Only about Shabbos. Maybe it's something unique about Shabbos. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas, though, between Rav Huna and Chiya bar Rav? The Gemara quotes one idea. Again, Biryaso Shel Olam or Adam Arishon, but maybe there are different Hashkafic ideas behind this Machlokas as well, and a number of the great Achronim and Bali Agada get involved. First of all, the Vilna Gaon says there's a remez in the Pasuk that we pass in like Rav Huna. It's a remez in the Pasuk in Kisisa, because if you look in Vishamru that we say every Friday night, the first time it says Osi La'olam, it says La'olam without Evav, Chaser. La olam. Madua bepasuk arishon ksiv. I'm sorry. The first pasuk says bris olam with a vav, and then later on it says osi la olam without a vav. So he says he quotes this gemara. So we pass like Rav Huna. So he says mishamachik sav la olam chaser vav, like helam. Helam means you're forgot. The first high la olam kavanoso la alam ha alama tainu im shenelam imenu yom hashabbos kisholik by midbar bechozos. Right. If it's Osi la'olam, what do you still have to do? Sheshes yomim asa Hashem Hashem etzaras ve'yom hashvi shavas v'inafash. So the Gra says, first sheshes yomim betchila, and then shavas v'inafash. That's the Gra, a remez Rav Huna. But what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So if you look at the Ben Yehoyada says, maybe the Machlokas, Rav Huna and Chiya bar Rav, is about Zachar v'shamar. Zachar is mentioned in the Torah, but nothing happened until Adam Arishon started being Shomer the day, right? Ain Shabbos, believe person that could guard it. So the Pligi Bepsukim, Shomer V'Zachar, the man da Amar Adam Arishon, the one who says follow Adam Azul Baser Pasik Shomer as Yom Hashabbos Lakadsho, Katsheu Kamo Ashmir Arishon Shelo, Shomer as Adam Arishon. Go by the world. Because it's only mentioned after 6 days, and therefore zechira, it's mentioned in the Torah only after 6 days. Okay, zachar v'shamar. But if you look in the Shemi Shmuel, If you look at the Shem Yishmuel and Parshat Vayakel, he quotes two ideas, one from his father, the Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shaver, and then one from himself. Two beautiful ideas. He quotes, what's the machlokas about? Sheshabbos yish bashtei bechinos. This is the name of his father. Shabbos has two elements. Mashuhu achar yemei amaisa bashlam aleihem. Number one, Shabbos completes the previous week. And number two, v'od yesh boshu notein koach v'chius ala haba. It gives power and energy for the future week. Uminei shisa yomen mizbarchin. And from it, the following 6 days get their bracha, get their life. That's the machlokas here. Mar savar dzeh ikar mahus ha-Shabbos. The one who says that you have Shabbos first and then Rechia Barav, because he says the focus of Shabbos is the energy he gives the following week. But we pass on like Rav Huna. Shabbos is the hashlama of the previous week. It's the pinnacle, it's leading up to the previous week. And that's the machlokas. V'hosafti pirashti, and then says the Shem Yishmuel, but I see a different shot. I'll give a different shot. And he quotes, the Seder Habriya Shenivra Yashar, She Adam Oveda Vudaso Bagashmis Baruchnias, Lavaris Kochelkia Kedusha. Right, Hashem created the world that man should work and be Mevarer, the Kedusha, from everything in the world. Ulahalos, the Ditzotos Kiyadua. Viacharkach, Lefi Erech Masav Yiskel, or Kedusha Shabbos. After a person works the whole week, then he'll be Zocher to the Kedusha of Shabbos that will be Chal. But that was the goal. Aval acher shechata Adam arishon v'nafal mimalasa. But once Adam fell after the chait, v'haya b'shafal hamadrega lulei shabbos Shabbos v'nasan lo koach v'chius. If Shabbos, the Adam sinned, but thank God he had a Shabbos right then, because without that Shabbos, lo haya yachol haschil lasos meuma. El, he wouldn't be able to do anything. He was just broken. He was thrown out of Gan Eden. El asha Shabbos nafach bo ruach chayim chadashim. Shabbos gave him new life. And then he was able to go on. So, says the Shem Yishmuel, Mar Sava Kibir Yaso Shalolam. What does that mean? That means, Lefi Kavana Sabriya Terem Chata Adam Rishon. You go by the original Kavana of the Bria before Adam sinned. 6 days. And then you have Shabbos. 6 days, then you have Shabbos. But Adam, after he sinned, he needed Shabbos right away. It's similar to the previous one. He needed Shabbos to give him koach. But it's not just stam in the Bria, but it's related to Adam himself. Umar Sabar, Kadam Arishon, Ki Galui V'yadua, Haya Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shadam Arishon Muchan Lachto, V'yaldas Kei Nivra Ha'olam, She Shabbos Nosei Lo Koach V'chiyas, right after he was created. Then he quotes a similar idea, but that's in Shnas Tafresh Ayin Beis in Vayakel, but that is the Shem Yishmuel, either the name of his father, Shabbos is Mashlam, the week who gives koach to the following week, or pre or post the chait of Adam, and the Ben Yoyada of Zachar V'Shamar. There is a question that's asked by the Achronim, and this will be the last section, and that is, why don't you say Holchin Achar Harov? Most days are weekday. So why don't you just say Holchin Achar Harov? So most days are weekdays. So every day you wake up, you could say, okay, today's weekday. Right? Just like we say sometimes Holchin Achar Harov by Tarit D'Sasri, meaning when we have a case of Shnei Shvilin, right? There are cases where you have to ask the question, and every time the question, right, you just like the case of you have a Chaticha Achas that got mixed up, but the Ben Rishon, you can eat all the Chatichas by Bittel, but why don't you say this Rov? So says the Magid Avram, V'yavagav de Rov Yamehim Chol, Zemikri Kavua. We know that the sugya of kavua in Maseches Ksubis and elsewhere called kavua kemechsal mechsadami. So every day is kavua. So if every day is kavua, kavua breaks rov. And therefore, it's 50-50, and that's why you have to be machmir. That's the Magen Avraham. It is somewhat difficult. Some achronim say, what are we talking about? There's no mixture here. There's no mixture here, says the Tosefa Shabbos, right? The whole world knows what it is. You have Safek Yediyah. Right, so does that make it a tarovis of a mixture that there's a lack of? So it's a question whether you can even get to the step of talking about, you know, you have to be machmir today because you don't know what it is. But what does today have to do with any other day? You don't look at time in terms of mixtures. Every day is separate, and therefore you can't say rove of the days are going to be weekday. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shirim in Beitza quotes an idea just similar to what the Ran says. I don't think he quotes the Ran here in those tests. Similar to what the Ran says, and that is, why don't you say that you go after the rove? Because then you're going to be okar hadavar lagamrei. You don't say rove when you're totally okere. What is he doesn't quote the Ran, but I'll quote the Ran. The Ran Himsacha discusses, the Gemara has a suffig, heseba. You need a seba by either the first two kosos or the last two kosos. Not clear which two. Right? So the Gemara says, because we don't know which two, you have to do a seba by all four. That's the halacha. So ask the Ran, what do you mean? Heseba is a ksorach drabanan. So why don't we say suffig drabanan lakula? Because you don't know which two, so you do it at all four, so you're the opposite. You don't know which two, so therefore what? The Ran says, therefore what? Therefore you don't do a seba at all? You can't choose. So what's this? What's the choice? Don't do a seba at all, because each time you get to do kosos, oh, it's safi derban alakula? No, because that would be okir at din lagamre, says the Ran in Arve Psachim. And if you're okir at din lagamre, so then you don't say it, right? And that's similar to what Rav Elchanan seems to allude to in Beitza Ostes. Here, if you say every day, oh, it's weekday, then you're okir Shabbos lagamre. That can't be. There is Shabbos, so therefore you wouldn't be able to say it. One final point. Rav Sternbach writes in Moedim Uzanim in the first volume that maybe this idea of not following Rove is based on the Ramban at the beginning of Chulin. The Ramban of Chulin says whenever it says Shamar somewhere, that means you have to guard it even from getting into a state of Suffolk. He's talking about Truma and Kachim there. It says you have to guard Truma and Kachim. You can't even can't let it get Tom. Maybe you can't even let it get into the situation of Suffolk. That's the standard of Shmira. Guard it so it doesn't even get into the world of Suffolk. So Rav Sternbach uses their Ramban, maybe Shamas Yom HaShavas Lakadsho. So even if it's Suffolk, right, that's too, you can't just disregard Shabbos in the case of Suffolk. Shamas Yom HaShavas Lakadsho, it means you have to guard it so it doesn't even get to that stage. Again, if you don't know, though, you have to be Machmir. You have to be Machmir. Okay, either way, number one, is it just a zecher, or is it something significant? The Radvaz, the Agadah Meshurim, fascinating. Number two, who we hold like. Number three, what's the machlokas about? The Gra, the Remez, the Ben Yoyad, the Shem Yishmol, the Avnei Nezer, and also why not Holchanach Arov, a couple of shatim that we have. Okay, we will stop here.